This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
105.5 Triple M, the sound of Madison. We've got a great show coming to the Barrymore Theater tomorrow night. It's Flannel Fest 2025, to part of the Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund. And the headliners, some old friends of ours here at Triple M. In fact, years ago, they did our block party at the Capitol Brewery. They've been in for a couple of Studio M sessions. They'll never come back to visit us, but they are coming back to Madison. Chris Voss from the Record Company is here. How you doing, brother?
Great to be back, Jonathan. I can come back and visit you anytime, my friend.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, first of all, how the Record Company, you guys still busy making music, touring all over the place. How's life been for you guys? Busy as hell?
Yeah, and that's a good thing, right? Son of a dairy farmer, I got to stay busy or I get real stir crazy. So I'm excited to say we've been busy again since everything wound back up a couple of years ago, and we intend to stay that way.
How was it for you guys during
right now, as a matter of fact?
What's that?
We have another record we're working on right now, as a matter of fact.
That's fantastic. Tell me what happened for you guys during COVID. Were you all apart? Did you, were you able to Zoom and make music, or what happened? What was your setup?
Yeah, we made the Play Loud record right when there was like the opportunity to do so. There was like that little space in between there where everybody was allowed to work again, and then they closed everything back down. But we made that record in that shot, and then with the rest of the time, we were writing songs, and we did a covers record that called I can't even think of what it was called. That's how black a hole that was. But no, we made a covers record through the, you know, passing tracks back and forth. I would cut like a vocal and a guitar to a click track, and then send it over to Alex, and that was and he'd mess with it, and then Mark would lay some drums on it or whatever, or we'd do what we had to do. And it was an interesting new way to discover to make music, and it certainly helped pass the time. Like we did a cover of Ball and Chain. We did a cover of, we did an NXS cover. We did a Cypress Hill cover.
Awesome.
Which worked in an oddly amazing way. So, that we stayed busy as we could.
Yeah, but it sucked just the not being in the same place, I'm assuming, was awful, though, for making
terrible
music.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, and I live out in California, so, you know, I couldn't see family either, so that was really a serious drag. You know, you learn something going through those kinds of times. I think I just really remember it really brought in the clear focus, the importance of family, being able to go out and work and what being in the room playing music with people and to people means to my purpose in life really kind of came into sharp focus.
Well, and there's always that mantra. I think it was you, Chris, if I'm going to be embarrassed if I'm wrong, but it was like, I feel like you used to always say, like, when you're out there, this was pre-pandemic when you came to visit us, like, when you're out there on the stage, like, live it, mean it, because who knows how long it's going to last. Is that kind of, is that you? Am I making that up?
No, you're not making that up. What I always say, I used to say a lot, and now it's still part, it's just kind of part of me, is it's always one less time,
yeah,
not one more. So play, get up there and play like you mean it. And I kind of try to take that into every day. You know, the further you get in life, it's a gift. Even when it's tough, it's a gift. You're on, my grandpa Don, who farmed till he was 92 in southeast Wisconsin, used to say, you know, as he got older, we'd ask him, like, how are you feeling? And he'd go, oh, you know, I got this ache and this pain. And then we'd be like, oh, well, that's too bad. And he goes, well, it beats the alternative. You know,
right.
So it's like, meaning... You're here. And challenge is a part of our life. I try to turn to a higher source, to know that I'm going to make it through and be all right. And that, you know, as Willie Nelson said, it's like, and it kind of ties into the Flannel Fest theme. It's like, are you cold? Are you wet? Is your stomach empty? If the answer is no to all those things, and put a smile on your face and be as nice as you can to people, and put a little faith in yourself, that you're being, you know, when you make good decisions, you're being guided to a good place. So it's good to be part of Flannel Fest, where they're trying to make sure that people stay warm in the winter, that might have a little trouble paying that bill, or for whatever reason are having the need for that service. So proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. And I think you're right about just, you know, so many people like, oh, I don't want to get up and go to work. Be happy that you get to go, that you can go.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you never know what everybody's going through, right? And I think it's a decision, you know, when I got out to Los Angeles, I learned real quick a tough lesson that I couldn't have learned any other way, because I was away from family, which was not normal for me. You know, farm family, for crying out loud, we don't leave each other, you know,
right.
Farm families do not move away. I moved because my wife got a job out here, and then I decided, well, I might as well, you know, all I can do is play. That's the best I can do. So it's like, I'm either going to be a teacher of music, or I'm going to go for it. And I went for it. But my point is, you get out here and you realize nobody's going to throw a hand your way. Nobody's even saying hello sometimes on the street to you. It's not like back home.
Right.
But there are a lot of beautiful people out here. And I had to wake up. You know, there were days where I was, when I first got out here, I went from being, you know, owning my own business in Wisconsin and having a loving family and all this. And then I come out here, I had nothing. And I had a college degree, and I was delivering pizzas. I remember I had to deliver pizza to a high school class, and walking in, and I'm 30 years old, and I'm like, thought I would never be in a position like that. And I remember those kids looking at me, and I thought, I can't believe I'm this guy right now delivering this pizza. I never saw this for myself. And I'm like, what can I learn from this? It's like every morning I just woke up, I was like, the lesson is, you ain't there yet.
Yeah.
You came here for a reason. Keep going.
Yeah.
So you got to make that decision in your own heart, I think, you know, and find a good place. You know, we're here. It can be tough, but Wisconsin people are tough and kind. So that's a huge deal. The warmth of Wisconsin comes from the heart of Wisconsin. That's what I always say to people. It's like, in Wisconsin, people have, the warmth has to come from somewhere. You're freezing cold 6 months out of the year, so the people stay warm, you know, to each other.
So true. That's why I hope we'll get a big turnout at the Barrymore tomorrow night. I think we will. This has been a great event that they've done for years, and we're so excited to have you be part of it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before I let you go, though, because I think the last time you came to visit here, this hadn't happened yet. But I had seen a story about, this was pre-pandemic, when you were you guys were going to open up for Bob Seger. And there was a story about, like, where you did a sound check and, like, he was hanging out in the audience or something. Is that, could you tell me that story quick?
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite stories ever. There have been a couple of things that have happened over the course of my life that I never saw coming, and that was one of them. We were playing in Detroit. I'll give you the compressed version. We were playing in Detroit on a Sunday night, and one of Bob Seger's people saw us and gave him our music, and he handpicked us to headline, to open his retirement tour. So we are all, I mean, we had our band dog, the dog that was in our studios was named Seeger. Okay. So it was like, it was a big deal for us to get that call. And, so we're one of those shows was at the Forum, the legendary Forum here in LA, which is, you know, basketball,
right,
huge basketball place. So, right. The Forum. So, if anybody doesn't know, but you know, it's legendary, huge legendary for concerts and the Lakers and all that stuff. And we went out, we've been checking, and Bob was so friendly to us backstage all the time that, you know, I almost forgot he was ridiculously famous for 40 years, because I would just be like, hey, Bob, you're like, hey, how's it going? How are you guys doing? They always gave us ample sound check. As a matter of fact, one night I remember him saying through the microphone while he was sound checking, hey, we got to wrap this up. The opening band needs some time to check. That never happens, man. Not on a stage like that. So we're at the Forum. We're checking our stuff. We're checking our stuff. Empty Forum. Our sound is echoing through this legendary place. And out walks Bob, and he sits down in about the 17th row. And he'd been doing this. And my mentality was, oh, the boss is here. Let's make sure we get this done. So we'd hurry it up. And my wife, she said to me one night, she's like, you know, Chris, he probably doesn't get to see concerts like that. You should play the whole set. So he walked out, and I just said, like, kind of half off the mic, Bob, do you want to hear our set? And he just puts his hand to his lips, and he, you know, like kind of like how you would to shout at somebody. And he goes, play it.
Wow.
So we started playing it, and we just tore through that set. It was 40 minutes about. And one of the reasons was, so you're playing the Forum empty, except for Bob Seger and his production manager sitting dead center about 20 rows back. Bob doesn't drink anymore, but he has a water bottle with him all the time. So his water bottle, he starts shaking it over his head like a maraca about halfway through the song, first song. And he walks up the aisle. He stands up, walks up the aisle to about the fourth or fifth row, and sits down, and he keeps shaking this thing and, like, putting his fist in the air at times. And we played a better set for Bob Seger in that forum by himself than I think we did that night, because we went in. I mean, we played like there were 50,000 people. You know, we just went heavy in everything we had. And at the end, he walked up and he was like, that was great. He actually swore. I won't say it because I know we're on the air, but he was this, that was hot SH, you know what I mean?
And
And I'm like, oh, thanks, Bob. It's an honor. And he goes, oh, you got to kill it at home. So that blew my mind too, because I didn't know he knew we were at home, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just seeing a man like that work every night, seeing how he ran his band, seeing how the whole operation ran, the crew guys. There was a head guy named Snake who was about 65, 66, who had done all these Stones tours, and he just took us right under his wing. He's like, I love rock and roll music. You guys do rock and roll music. I want to make sure we take care of you. And you see how these guys, these veteran guys, ran things and took it seriously and put it through down, and how Bob handled himself on stage and the way he would even operate on stage. You realize, like, a lot of his mannerisms are there because he's still, like, throwing his fists in the air and everything, because he came up in a time before there were big screens broadcasting to the whole, you know, stadium. He had to be active and do things that let everybody in the place feel it, even if he looked like a little ant if you were sitting in the upper deck. So it was astounding. We learned a lot. Thanks for asking the question. It was one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah, man, that is awesome. I had heard that story had happened, but I never heard the full thing, so that is great. Well, we can't wait for the enthusiasm on Friday night. It would be great if you were just doing a concert, but the fact that you're doing it for such a good cause makes it all the more sweeter. Chris, welcome back to Wisconsin, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to hearing those their other bands, like the Mascot Theory, you know, and a handful of other bands on there, all Wisconsin bands. So we're looking forward to hearing the regional talent. And so come out early if you come, so you can catch the whole thing. And we'll go up there and do our thing. It's going to be a great cause and a great evening. Ma and Dad will be there, so, you know, they'll be stoked. Looking forward to it, John.
Do they have to pay for the merch?
They always want to, you know. I try to not to. Well, they'll pay for Flannel Fest merch, which all goes to the thing. But
yeah,
as far as record company stuff, and my mom's Italian 100%, and she gets her way. So if she's like, I'm paying for this, there's really no stopping her. But it drives me nuts. Actually, they'll try to buy tickets, and I'm like, Ma, I'll put you on the list. And she's like, no, we want to be supportive. I'm like, okay.
That's awesome. All right, well, we'll look for him in the crowd. But does it say Chris's mom? Does she wear a T-shirt that says Chris's mom?
No, but one time I don't get to see my parents as much as I used to, and I adore them. I talk to them multiple times a week. I showed up, and they were both wearing record company shirts, and I almost freaking burst into tears. I was just so... It was so dang cute to see a farmer and a nurse of 50 years wearing my band's T-shirt, and they just happened to be my mom and dad. It was just like, that'll never leave me, that moment. I was like, you know what? I am a lucky man to have those two. So, stoked to see them.
That is freaking awesome. All right, Chris, we'll see you. Safe travels.
Enjoy yourself, Madison.
Take care, man. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.